Amen. God is faithful. So the lesson for today is times and seasons. Times and seasons, and it's in relation to sowing and reaping. So let's get started. There are different seasons in our Christian lives and ministries, and these seasons are governed by time. Often in the Word of God, we see the words times and seasons in the same sentence, and many have believed that they may mean the same thing, but they do not. There is a notable difference in the words times and seasons. So let us examine Acts 1:7. It reads, "And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times and seasons which the Father hath put in his own power." So why would the word times and seasons both be given here together if they imply the same thing? It is because they mean two different things. Acts 1:8 gives us a key regarding times and seasons. It reads, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and this happens in time, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." So this portion of the verse is the season or the result of time. So you receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and as a result of that, you and I will be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea, in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. And many of us are called to different areas, whether it's home, whether it's, another state, internationally. We're called to different areas. And I put notes and I said, we live within the boundaries of time and physical laws, right? Our flesh is limited. And we see this even as we age, because at some point we are going to pass away. So it's important that we live, use this time doing the will of God in the years that He has given us. And this is for the glory of the Lord. This is for the glory of the kingdom of God, and to also bless us too. So let us not be weary, right? Amen. And well doing, for in due season we'll reap if we don't faint. Amen. So what is
Amen.
times? Times are often a period of preparation. It denotes continuity or a continuing of. So we are continuing to sow. We are continuing, and as we continue to sow, we will reap in the seasons that the Lord has already prepared for us. He has plans for us. He has already predestined us. And we thank God for his faithfulness, that he is using us for his glory to bring souls to him. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. And you know what else? I was thinking about, when you eat healthy, you exercise, and then for a time, after time, when you get to your end goal, you will see that you've lost weight, you look better, you feel better. So that was the harvest of the time that you put in, eating healthy, exercising. Amen. So what are seasons? Seasons are periods within time. These periods in time are for manifestation or the revealing of a harvest. Again, seasons denote a set period or part of time. In Galatians 6:7-9, it says, "Be not deceived." So don't be tricked. God is not mocked. He will not be laughed at. No, for whatsoever man soweth in time, that shall he also reap. So if you have a life that has been marked by violence, pride, laziness, fear, and a host of other things, you will only reap the fruit of the life you live, the life that you have sown. For he that soweth in time to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption in season. It might take years, but in that season, when it's time to get that harvest, You will only reap corruption because you only sow to that flesh, only sow to your flesh, not to the spirit of the living God. But he that soweth to the spirit in time, so whether it's studying the word, whether it's praying, whether it's doing the will of the Lord, you shall of the spirit in season reap life everlasting. And it's not just for here. It's for eternity. We are sowing for eternity, not just for here. Amen. There are rewards for us in heaven. I bless the Lord. So when you plant, over time, you will find the accumulation, the buildup, because you've been sowing all along. You kept that momentum of planting or preparation. And it will manifest a harvest in due season. And this can apply to many areas of our lives, whether it's school, ministry, health, relationships. So what you plant in these times and in the times that God has told you, it can't be outside of or doing it at a different time. Otherwise, you would not reap that harvest for that time in that season. So what you plant in these times will result in a good harvest or a bad harvest, depending on what you planted. In time, you fulfill the requirements for season. So many people want great seasons of harvest without faithfully going through periods of time, preparations, through planting seed and watering. Many Christians never have seasons of bountiful harvest, or they have very little harvest because they had no continuity or faithfulness in doing what was necessary in time. So no farmer who plants a little seed and doesn't tend it shall receive an abundant harvest. If you sow little, you're going to reap little. If you sow liberally, you will reap liberally. If you need finances, you must sow seed of finances in time, and you reap a harvest in season. You may not get it tomorrow, because tomorrow may not be the due season. So we have to be faithful in those times when we're not seeing, you know, the things that we desire, the things that we have prayed for. How many times have we have prayed for something and have not received it? Maybe it's not the time, or we just wasn't, as Bishop was saying, we didn't continue in it faithfully in the way that God has told us to do it. Again, we must remember that the measure of your seed in time determines the measure of your harvest in season. Your harvest will always reflect the amount of seed sown. And I also want to say, also set your affection. Sometimes we are focused on here. When I say on here, I mean on the things that are temporal. That's what I mean. Those things, set your affections on things above. Because we're not just planting and sowing here on this earth. We are also planting or sowing for eternity. Your harvest, whether good or bad, is from the seed you have sown. And like I said, you could look at it and just look at various areas of your life, and you'll see, this harvest came as a result of what I planted all these many years. And you can apply it to any area in your life, whether it's your health, ministry, whatever. And you fill in the blanks. But your harvest can be good or bad. It is dependent on what seed you have sown in time. Many are impoverished and don't realize that they perhaps have sown seeds of lack by their own negative words and little giving over time. If you sow apple seeds, you will not reap watermelons. Don't look for a larger harvest than can be reaped from the amount of seeds you planted or the type of seeds you have sown. You get what you invested. Amen. I believe so many times that God wants to bless us, but we sowed, instead of sowing obedience, we sowed disobedience. Submit to God. Submit to God. Resist the enemy and he will flee. We must be obedient to his will. I thought, for example, like, we can't produce a harvest of souls if we don't preach and pray and evangelize for souls. They're not going to come out of thin air. It's just not going to happen. We must So in the seasons or in the time that God has told us to, so that we can reap, so that, you know, so many times we can miss opportunities. We can miss so many opportunities because we didn't prepare. And then God can't use us because we didn't prepare. Oh, God, help us, help us, help us to prepare. Help us to stay faithful. Oh, help us to stay in the momentum, mighty God, that you have given us in the name of Jesus. You have given us time to help build your kingdom. And this is what we are to be careful and pay attention to. The enemy is in the field trying to steal our harvest by distractions, deception. The devil constantly tries to get you to be unfaithful in time so that there would be no abundant harvest in due season. You see, he knows that there is an appointed time for seasons of harvest. And so he tries to get you not to prepare in those times. And so many times we are just kind of, we lose focus because of the things that are going on around us. Hallelujah. Help us to stay focused, mighty God, in the name of Jesus, and not be moved by the plans of the enemy, the trickery of the enemy, the cunning schemes of the enemy, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He understands, Satan understands this principle of sowing and reaping, and he tries to destroy your ability to receive God's provisions and promises. We even see how God, he gives people, he gives us the opportunity to repent, right? But many do not repent, so they reap judgment. So often we allow things. Now the devil uses this method, the cares of life and periods of time to hinder our harvest in seasons. In Matthew 13, 3-9, it says, "And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow, and when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched. And because they had no root, they withered." They withered away. They had no root. They weren't deep within that soil, that good soil. They all lost connection to the true vine. That's why we hear so many people talking about now deconstructing their faith. They no longer believe in the Christian faith. No, they were deceived by the enemy. They were deceived by the enemy. Oh, so that they won't sow in time, and so that they won't reap the harvest of eternal life. So many are falling away, being deceived, seduced by spirits, moving them from the plans and purposes of the Lord. "And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up, choked them. But other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. And I thought about the person who brought forth that 100-fold. And I just thought how everything they planted produced, everything, every seed, because they received 100-fold, but not so much the 60 or the 30-fold. Not that, you know, I don't want to look at it in a negative way, but I think it behooves us to pay attention and care for the things that we have planted. The Bible says, "Who hath ears to hear? Let him hear." In Matthew 13:18-23, Jesus explains the parable. It reads, "Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and understands it not just hearing it without ears, because we can hear, audibly, but no, the one who obeys takes it to heart and obeys it, not just head knowledge. But look, then cometh the wicked one and catches away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside. So often we are vulnerable to the enemy when we do not allow the word of God. So don't be just, we are not to be just hearers of the word, but doers of the word. Because that's when the enemy can really take and steal from us. So we are to submit in obedience to God, not to give the enemy a place, not to give him room, not to allow him to come through these open doors. That's why we stay in a place of righteousness and repent. Oh, we repent, we repent. We stay in a place of repentance. Resist the enemy and he will flee from you. But he that received the seed into stony places, the same as he that hears the word, and shortly with joy he receives it, but yet he has no root in himself. He endures for a while, but then tribulation comes, persecution comes. Oh, persecution arises because of the word. And so by and by he is offended. So the person offended by the word, because the word of God was not, he was offended by the word because the word of God was not allowed, right, to penetrate their hearts and to renew their minds, to change the way they think about sin, to change from that sin, that's true repentance. And as a result, they would change their behavior. But what happens is when the flesh is more dominant, the flesh is in control. The flesh, there's nothing good that comes from this flesh. We ought to walk in the spirit, but not according to the works of the flesh. But the flesh lusted against the spirit against the flesh. These two are contrary one to another, so that we would not do the things that we would do for the Lord. He also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. But he that receives seed into the good ground is he that hears the word and understands it, obeys it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100, some 60, and some 30. So as I was saying earlier, in our lives, we pay, or you could look at areas of your life that you pay more attention to. And some of these areas, it's evident that we paid more attention to some areas and not others. And we can work on those areas so that we can produce that fruit, that hundredfold fruit, that seed, all the seeds that we plant. There's always areas to improve upon. So in verse 23, we see different levels of harvest and season. What is it that dictates your level of harvest? There are several things that help produce a larger harvest and season. Living a righteous life, staying in a place of repentance. Number three, the place you have sown, where you have sown your seed. It has to be where God directed you to sow that seed in that field. Number four, continuity. We can start off real good, but then we start slowing up. So continuity in watering the seed, this happens through confessing your trust in God's word and his ability to bring faith in the integrity of God's word. Your faith, now faith, is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So don't waver in your faith. Continue to put the word on the inside of you to build your faith, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Yes, Elder Dina, your mic cut off for a moment. Could you go back over one and two?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, sorry about that. The amount of seed you have sown, that's number one. Now, let's go a little bit before that. It says, what is it that dictates your level of harvest?
You cut off again. Don't worry about it.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Righteousness, repentance, the place you have sown your seed. Number three, the place where you have sown your seed. Were you directed by God to sow in that field? Number four, continuity in watering the seed. And this happens through confessing your trust in God's word and his ability to bring his word to pass, and praising God for the harvest in advance. And we can read in 2 Chronicles 20, 17 through 25. Number five, your faith in the integrity of God's word. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he... It's our faith. We waver in our faith, especially when it's not happening in the time in which we want it and desire it. Number six, I added number six, that there was no neglect. When it came to that hundredfold harvest, that sower paid careful attention. He watered, right? At the right times. Gave it light. The sun would be being led by Holy Spirit, and also...
Yeah, you keep cutting off and on.
God is light, right? It's a lamp for us. It's a lamp unto our feet.
Yeah, I guess you should go back to the top.
Number two. So we know these are the things that dictate your level of harvest. So number two was the soil of your heart. The soil, what is the condition of your heart? What is your heart filled with? My God, hallelujah. So we want holiness. We want righteousness. We want a heart of repentance.
Amen.
You heard me? Amen.
Amen.
God is faithful. God is faithful. He's teaching us today. I thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Because he wants to see us blessed, and he wants his kingdom. Hallelujah. Built up. Hallelujah. He wants souls for the kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So did y'all get number four, number five?
Yes, I believe so.
Yes, I believe we got that. Yes.
So number six, you got number six? Because I added number six. Paying careful attention to the seeds that you plant.
Yes.
Watering, right? Watering, not neglecting it. So we need the water of God's word. We need the light of God's word. We need the right environment for the fruit to grow. We need to be in the presence of God, the presence of Holy Spirit. Every seed you plant faithfully in time multiplies in the season of harvest. Every seed has in itself seed, according to Genesis 1, 11 through 12. And every time you plant a seed, it returns to you multiplied into more seed than you planted. The greater the abundance of seed planted in time, the greater the harvest in season. Many of us have sown just enough seed to get our basic needs met, but this is not what God wants you to do. You may be one of those people who want to know how to move in the things of God, but you are standing on the shores of complacency. We get to a certain point, but then we stop for various reasons, whether it's fear, it's doubt, laziness, we become stagnant. So you are standing on the shores of complacency and stagnation, observing the rivers of life flowing. You know that those rivers can meet your needs, but you have only run to the water and stuck your toes in, and then you run back to the stagnant position. You see others swimming in the rivers, but you have been afraid to commit fully to going in to the deep. I remember having dreams of standing just at the shore, but God wanted me to get in. But because of, you know, various reasons, whatever was going on in my life, or fear. Yes, so God wants us to move past fear and doubt and unbelief. He wants us to move past those things and walk in the things of God and stand on his word. You see others swimming. I see others. I see people, you know, being healed. Oh, I see people in services, and God is just touching the people. The presence of God is there. But often many people leave. They leave unfulfilled. Others of you have kept the seed in your hands in time, because you were afraid that you would not have enough to take care of needs. And because of this attitude, the very thing you did not want to happen happened. and therefore you end up in a place of lack. You have not sown the seeds so that they could multiply and bring you back a greater harvest. If you keep seed in your hand in time, you will never have a true harvest in season. So during times, you must sow more seed than you need personally. If you want to have abundance to be a blessing to others and God's work in seasons. So in your season of harvest, your time of sowing should continue. There are times when this bishop, he says, I press heavily into God and soon I receive a season of harvest. Often in seasons of harvest, I stop sowing in time and I find that once that harvest season is over, I don't have another harvest season that follows because I was not planting all along during my season of harvest. So to gain continual harvest season, you must plant in time during seasons of harvest. So you can stay in the season of continual harvest if you continue to plant in time. You need to be faithful in time to receive in season. In Genesis 8:22, the word seed time denotes a period of preparation. It does not say harvest time. It says seed time. For harvest is the spontaneous outgrowth of seed time. You must learn not to spend your harvest that you gain in due season, but sow it back. This increases the amount of seed that you will sow and will bring an even greater harvest. Seasons in the body of Christ. Sometimes in the body of Christ, we may see periods of healing, great provisions, prayer, revival, and this is the result of someone or someone's planting seed faithfully in time, which brings these things into manifestation as a result of due season. So many times God can show you what he desires to do in your life. I'm sure many of us had dreams and things that God wanted to do in our lives, but you know, we didn't continue to sow, we didn't plant, but it never manifests in the way he had shown you. Why? Because of lack of preparation or the little seed planted, you might see a little bit. We may get a measure of what we had seen, but not the full thing. God can show you moving, wow, in the gifts of the Spirit. But if you don't prepare yourself in time, your ability to fulfill God's vision for you in season will be limited. Oh, wow. Wow, wow, wow. You know what I was thinking about? I was thinking about, as I was reading this, that I asked myself, do I have enough seed planted? When it comes to the word, when it comes, you know, whether it's the anointing or the scriptures, do I have enough for when the need arises? You know, so if somebody is sick, do I have enough? Oh, do I have enough of the word? Did I prepare enough? Is that healing anointed continuously flowing so that when somebody is sick, I can lay hands on them or I can speak life over them, not necessarily have to lay hands, but you know, do I have enough? Did I sow enough?
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
When we get, as we age and as we get older, we're going to see the results of our seed. We're going to see see in our relationships, right? We're going to see in our finances. We're going to see it in our ministries. We're going to see it in our health. We're going to see what seed we have planted in time concerning those things. I read about this man who, well, he committed suicide, but he was an alcoholic. So he was very depressed. But just thinking about, you know, the brother was saying, the doctor told him, if you continue down this path, you're going to be dead. In 6 months, dead. But he sowed just the alcoholism, just all of that. He needed deliverance, of course. We know that he needed deliverance. But that's the life. That's what he sowed in his time. He ended up being very sick, very depressed, and then ended up committing suicide. Purpose of seed. So many people use their seed to pay their creditors or take care of themselves. This is wrong. you should plant your seed to gain a harvest that will take care of your needs and your creditors, okay? People who eat their seed never have a harvest. You need to begin to think differently. When you get your paycheck or other income, after you have subtracted your tithe, you need to immediately, before you pay your bills, take out your seed. Don't spend your seed on things before you have continual harvest. This is why many Christians don't have. This principle is a kingdom principle and applies to all that we as Christians need and ask for in God. And this includes for ministry, the time of preparation and planting in yourself, the finances, the time of preparation by giving and faithfulness in continual planting. Pay your tithe and give an offering. Your tithe is not your seed, it is your responsibility. Your offering is your seed, free will. You give voluntarily, you give generously, because God loves a cheerful giver. You just fulfilled your basic responsibility when you have only tithed. Now, I was about to say something, but I'll probably go into a little bit later. But this includes for healing. Time of preparation includes putting the word of healing in you and praising God for healing. In time, it brings forth a season of healing. This includes the power of God, time of putting the word of God in, preparing your heart and giving to the ministries that operate in the power of God. Number five, for the salvation of souls, time of putting the word of God about souls, giving toward evangelistic efforts of others. So many Christians have been laboring in time, faithfully waiting for the harvest. Know this, that many of your seasons are here. Others need to take these principles and begin to replant in time, and God will give you harvest in due season. God wants you as his child to be blessed and to have seasons of abundance. This is why he allows us to be taught principles in these areas that can break forth blessings of harvest in our own lives. And it pertains to everything in life and also those spiritual things, those godly things. I love that God cares about all of man, every area of our lives. How do you get to season? Through time. What you sow in time dictates what you will have in due season. Your faith in God's word helps you water in time and it receives in season. But faith is not just in words, but in action. So act upon the word of God and sow. So many Christians are in a cycle of poverty, a cycle of bondage, a cycle of depression, Jesus, and seem not to be able to get out. Most often those who are in this cycle are there because they have not honored God's principles on giving to receive. If you want to break this cycle of not enough or just enough, then you must increase your seed. You may think you don't have enough to increase your seed in giving, but you do. You must now come to a place of priority and investment. Make sowing seed your priority and not what's left over. The only way to break a cycle is by changing your ways. Believe God and sow greater seed and you will experience greater harvest. Amen.
Amen. Amen.